Micah chapter 5. Now gather yourself in troops, O daughter of troops, he has laid siege against us. They will strike the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. But you, Bethlehem Ephrath, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth to me who is to be ruler in Israel. Whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he will give them up, until the time that she who has pains of childbirth has brought forth. Then the remnant of his brothers will return to the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord Jehovah, in the majesty of the name of the Lord Jehovah, his God. And they will live. Because now he will be great to the ends of the earth. And this man shall be the peace, when the Assyrian comes into our land, and when he treads in our palaces, then we shall raise against him 7 shepherds, and 8 princes. And they will waste the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod in its entrances. So he will deliver us from the Assyrian, when he comes into our land, and when he treads within our borders. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as a dew from the Lord Jehovah, as the showers upon the grass, that does not wait for man, nor waits for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles, non-Jews, nations, in the midst of many people as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep. Who, if he goes through, both treads down, and tears in pieces, and no one can deliver. Your hand will be lifted up upon your adversaries, and all your enemies will be cut off. And it will come to pass in that day, says the Lord Jehovah, that I will cut off your horses out of your midst, and I will destroy your chariots, and I will cut off the cities of your land, and throw down all your strongholds, and I will cut off witchcrafts out of your hand. And you will have no more soothsayers. Your graven images also I will cut off, and your standing images out of your midst, and you will no more worship the work of your hands. And I will pluck up your groves out of your midst, so I will destroy your cities. And I will execute vengeance in anger and fury upon the heathen, ungodly nations, such as they have not heard.